This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday called out Russia's invasion of Ukraine, pointing to Western unity and Moscow's losses.
Putin's war of aggression against Ukraine has been a strategic failure, greatly diminishing Russia's power, its interests, and its influence for years to come.
Blinken in Helsinki City Hall also said, quote, when you look at President Putin's long-term strategic aims and objectives, there's no question Russia is significantly worse off today than it was before the full-scale invasion. Blinken pointed to Russia's losses on the field and markets in Europe, as well as Finland's entrance into NATO. Ukraine claims the UN-brokered Black Sea grain export deal has been halted again, Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Ukraine says Russia is again blocking the UN-backed Black Sea grain deal. The Ukrainian ministry claimed Russia had registered only one incoming ship for inspection in the last 2 days of May. It called that a gross violation of the initiative. Kyiv said 50 vessels were waiting for inspection in Turkish waters, ready to deliver 2.4 million tons of Ukrainian food abroad. Some vessels had waited for inspections for more than 3 months.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. U.S. senators voted to suspend the federal debt limit Thursday, capping weeks of fraught negotiations to eliminate the threat of a disastrous credit default just 4 days ahead of the deadline set by the Treasury. Economists had warned the country could run out of money to pay its bills by Monday, leaving almost no room for delays in enacting the Fiscal Responsibility Act. This is VOA News. The White House is ready to have talks with Russia about a future nuclear arms control framework, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Two senior administration officials who've asked to remain anonymous say that White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will make clear in an address to the Arms Control Association today of the Biden administration's desire for talks on building a new framework. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in February that he was suspending Russia's cooperation with the new START treaty's provisions for nuclear warhead and missile inspections, but Russia did say it would respect the treaty's caps on nuclear weapons. The officials say Sullivan will underscore that the U.S. remains committed to adhering to the treaty if Russia does. Donna Warder, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of residents in Japan were urged to evacuate on Friday as a tropical storm brought heavy rain and caused several rivers to overflow. The eye of the storm, which is weakened from a typhoon, was 170 kilometers east of the country's southern islands by the afternoon. A non-mandatory evacuation order was issued to more than 410,000 people in Toyota in the central region, as well as in other parts of western and central Japan. As Jakarta sinks by around 6 inches per year, ecotourism around the Indonesian capital is picking up as residents flock to nearby mangrove reserves to replant the trees which shield the city from rising tides, Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Ecotourists in Indonesia are discovering the benefits of mangroves as the country pushes to conserve and replant coastal areas that have been decimated by human activity. Mangroves are vital for megacity Jakarta, which is one of the fastest sinking cities in the world, and where the trees play a vital role in holding off rising tides. The sanctuary makes up just a sliver of Indonesia's near 16,000 square mile mangrove area spread along the nation's coasts.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Heat waves tormenting parts of southern and eastern China are set to persist through June, putting power grids under strain as air conditioners are turned on full blast at homes, offices, and factories in megacities like Shanghai and Shenzhen. In the next 3 days, most of southern China is expected to suffer temperatures of more than 35 degrees Celsius, with temperatures in some areas exceeding 40 degrees Celsius, national forecasters said on Friday. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.